Metamorphic rocks. Every metamorphic rock is a rock that has changed its form. In fact, the word metamorphic comes from the Greek words meta, meaning change, and morphosis, meaning form. But what causes a rock to change into metamorphic rock? The answer lies inside Earth. Heat and pressure deep beneath Earth's surface can change any rock into metamorphic rock. When rock changes into metamorphic rock, its appearance, texture, crystal structure, and mineral content change. Metamorphic rock can form out of igneous, sedimentary, or other metamorphic rock. Sometimes, forces inside Earth can push the rock down toward the heat of the mantle. Pockets of magma rising through the crust also provide heat that can produce metamorphic rocks. The deeper a rock is buried, the greater the pressure on that rock. Under high temperature and pressure, many times greater than at Earth's surface, the minerals in a rock can be changed into other minerals. The rock has become a metamorphic rock. Types of metamorphic rocks. While metamorphic rocks are forming, high temperatures change the size and shape of the grains or mineral crystals in the rock. Extreme pressure squeezes rocks so tightly that the mineral grains may line up in flat, parallel layers. Geologists classify metamorphic rocks according to the arrangement of the grains that make up the rocks. Foliated rocks. Metamorphic rocks that have their grains arranged in parallel layers or bands are said to be foliated. The term foliated comes from the Latin word for leaf. It describes the thin, flat layering found in most metamorphic rocks. Foliated rocks, including slate, schist, and gneiss, may split apart along these bands. In Figure 17, notice how the crystals in granite have been flattened to create the foliated texture of gneiss. One common foliated rock is slate. Heat and pressure change the sedimentary rock shale into slate. Slate is basically a denser, more compact version of shale. During the change, new minerals such as mica form in the slate. Non-foliated rocks. Some metamorphic rocks are non-foliated. The mineral grains in these rocks are arranged randomly. Metamorphic rocks that are non-foliated do not split into layers. Marble and quartzite are two metamorphic rocks that have a non-foliated texture. Quartzite forms out of sandstone. The weakly cemented quartz particles in the sandstone recrystallize to form quartzite, which is extremely hard. Notice in Figure 17 how much smoother quartzite looks than sandstone. Uses of metamorphic rock. Certain metamorphic rocks are important materials for building and sculpture. Marble and slate are two of the most useful metamorphic rocks. Marble usually forms when limestone is subjected to heat and pressure deep beneath the surface. Because marble has a fine, even grain, it can be cut into thin slabs or carved into many shapes. And marble is easy to polish. These qualities have led architects and sculptors to use marble for many buildings and statues. For example, one of America's most famous sculptures is the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. Sculptor Daniel Chester French carved this portrait of Abraham Lincoln in gleaming white marble. Like marble, slate comes in a variety of colors, including gray, black, red, and purple. Because it is foliated, slate splits easily into flat pieces. These pieces can be used for flooring, roofing, outdoor walkways, chalkboards, and as trim for stone buildings.